This is the world-famous Phil Ivry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman.
And right now, Phil's cooling his heels. You know where he is?
Yeah, outside.
And while he's... what happened before the show started, folks, and I'll just be very, very... I'll try to be as concise as I can be and be as truthful. Bud, did Mr. Henry assault you?
He pushed me, and it hurt.
I saw him push Bud, yes.
Yeah, Phil was trying to regain control of the microphone, which, of course, we understand. He was doing a promo for the show that he was out of, he was completely out of control. He was talking about needing to be in a clinic, and we felt he was damaging the program's reputation. So then he pushed Bud when we tried to get him removed.
Yeah, I tried to push him out. He pushed Bud.
Yeah, he pushed me and everything.
All right, Bud, don't over. So far, you've got my sympathy, but you're working it a little too much.
All right.
Anyway, is that him?
Yep.
Yep, Senator. You guys cannot keep me out, okay?
Phil, we're doing it for your own good.
Unlock the door.
No, we will not.
Come on, will you?
Yeah, his voice is cracking and everything.
What we'll do is we'll continue on with the program as it was planned. And when Phil, you know, when we feel comfortable, do you feel safe, Bud?
I don't really. I need a few more minutes to think about it.
All right, well then let's...
No, we'll keep out. Just a couple more minutes, Miss Henry. Bullshit!
Yeah, see, he sounds out of control.
Phil, you don't sound as if you're in control of your faculties. Oh, what a...
So, we do have as our first guests up here this evening, Vernon Dozier, as well as Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, this is very interesting. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police was just on the program a couple of nights ago, and Robert, apparently things took an ugly turn.
What happened was Jay Santos was patrolling the Haverty Mall in Glendale, up there with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They were taking down people's names and checking people's underwear. I don't know.
Checking people's underwear?
Well, if they were on a standard, was it a flare drop?
There might have been a flare drop. But they then observed, they say they observed Vernon Dozier backing into a stall. Now, we had talked about this on the show.
Yes. This was a part of the discussion of the show two nights ago.
Yeah, and Vernon Dozier was backing in, and that's when Jay Santos said, "Hey, N-word, you're backing in, you can't do that."
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
Apparently that's...
That's what the report was from Mr. Dozier, who is on line one from Glendale, California right now. And we'll get Jay Sandwich in here in a minute, but we want to talk to you, Mr. Dozier, Coach Dozier of Belmar Academy.
Coach Dozier is the head football coach at Belmar Academy. You were pulling into the Haverty Mall last night, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Tell me what happened.
What happened was the following. I was pulling into the Haverty Mall, and I was backing in as I usually do. Now, this is something that I do to save me time, and so that when I get in my car, I can then accelerate out of the area. I had no idea there was some controversy involved in that.
Well, we had talked about this on the show.
Vernon, Margaret Gray, we had discussed the backing in thing. Some people don't like it. They think it takes too much time. Phil is one of them. But then there are other people that agree with you.
Well, I'm not. I didn't come on here to debate that.
No, we understand that, but we wanted to get the background.
Okay. So I was backing into a space, and I heard this distinctive Pennsylvania Baltimore accent from this guy. Hey, you. N-word. That was what he said.
You're sure he used the N-word?
I'm absolutely sure. He said, "Hey, N-word. What do you think you're doing? You're backing into that slot. Only first responders get to do that." And I looked over my shoulder. I looked, and I saw this guy. I think I've seen him before some of our football games. This real wow. Anyway, he's there. He's got on a knee-high socks with wingtips, Bermuda shorts.
Yeah, it's Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Well, I subsequently found out that that's who it was. But all I did is I said to my wife, Betty, I said, "What, do you see this guy?" And she said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, either this guy has just come from some gay dance."
Let's not characterize people, because you're the one who's criticizing him for using the N-word.
You're absolutely right. I'm sorry. But so he says, he comes over, he says, "You know, oh, excuse me, I thought you were an N." And I said, "That's two times now you've used that word. I don't like it. I'm a high school teacher and a football coach, and I have black students. And he backed away and started to stammer and then vanished around the back end of the car. And that's when I saw him disappear into a van. And I saw him quickly taking off his wingtips. He was kicking his wingtips off and kicking off the hat, and he disappeared into a van. And then at that time, then I saw the van pull away.
All right, now this guy, Jay Santos, we're familiar with him. And hold on.
What, are you guys going to let me in or what?
Phil, are you calm down?
Yes.
It doesn't sound like it, so...
Is that Mr. Henry up there?
Yes, it is.
Well, it's my understanding. I'll be talking to him.
It's fine, sir.
Okay. I did not push you, bud. All right, see, now you're lying again. Get him out of here.
What are you doing? Well, sir, it hurt me and everything.
Well, what are you apes doing anyway?
Excuse me, I don't like the term ape.
I'm sorry, man. What are you guys doing?
Mr. Henry, we observed him possibly pushing Bud. Bud felt injured, right, Bud?
Yeah, it hurt. It hurt me, and it hurt.
It hurt you, and it hurt.
Yes.
All right, well, we're taking the boy's word for it. We're having Phil calm down.
I did not push you so hard, Bud, that you got hurt. You know that.
Look, I can hang up. I got a million things to do. I don't need to sit here and listen to you guys experiment how far you could put your finger up your...
I beg your pardon, sir.
I'm sorry, but I'm just...
We are not doing any such thing. All right, come on in, Phil.
First of all, Mr. Dozier, this is Phil Henry. I hear you on the other line.
Yes, sir.
All right. I had no intention of having General Shaw... Hold on, Phil. Bud's the guy you want to... Bud, if I pushed you, I am sorry. I had no intention of hurting you.
Well, it kind of hurt.
I mean, it looked like you were pushing him away.
You guys were pushing me at the time, telling me to get along, get on.
Get along? Like, get along, little doggy, is that it?
No. I apologize, Bud, okay?
Yeah, it's okay, Mr. Henry. I mean, you know, it hurt at first, and it hurt bad, but then I went, you know, I'm going to go in right now if they have any Bactine or anything.
I think there's some in the medicine cabinet, Bud.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and get some Bactine, man.
Do you have any Tylenol?
We have Tylenol, we have Advil, anything you need.
Yeah. Or what about some of that hydrocodone?
Say, what are you guys doing, man?
Hold on. No, you don't get any hydrocodone.
What do you want hydrocodone for, Bud? Because it hurts. It hurts bad.
What hurts, man?
I mean, right here.
He's pointing to his ass, okay?
Bud, quit screwing around.
Phil, seriously, I've got a couple of things I can do. If you guys want to play, how far do I get my finger up there?
I'm not doing this, okay? I mean, when this commenced, I was outside.
All right, so what's going on?
All right, hold on. Bud, take yourself a couple of Tylenols, and if you don't want to be here, go home.
All right.
Are you going home, Bud?
No, I'm going to come back, but I need to take a couple of Tylenol.
Oh, brother. All right, now, if you don't mind, General.
Go ahead.
Vernon, Phil Henry here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you were called the N-word not once but twice by Jay Santos.
That is correct. I was at the Haverty Mall in Glendale when Mr. Santos was there, apparently keeping people from backing in. I back in all the time. I like to back it in. I like to get in my car, sit down, turn it on, and just wheel out. And it's almost like a dance. You come in, you open the door, you flop down, you turn the key. It's 1, 2, 3 moves. Open the door, flop in the seat, turn the key. Open the door, flop, and it feels good. And I see the, can you turn that down, honey? I got Mindy's in the car with me.
So, say hello to her.
Mr. Henry and the gang, say hello. So I get in, I turn the key, and I flop down. So I that's what I did. Now I hear, hey, N-word, what do you think you're doing? I turn and I see a man or a kid, I didn't know what it was, but it had about a big pith helmet with a blue armband and wingtips. I thought it was a Boy Scout. I didn't know what it was. It looked to me like it was a Boy Scout or something. And it goes, hey, I say, hey, N-word, what are you doing? And I turned and I full face. He saw that I was a white man, I guess. And he goes, oh, excuse me, sir. I said, what did you call me? And I said, I'm a school teacher. And
this was Jay Santos.
That's the pith helmet, right?
It was the pith helmet, yeah.
Go ahead.
So I saw him run, suddenly disappear behind my car. I looked over to my right. Mindy saw it too, right, honey? And I saw him scamper into. Somebody swung the door open on the van and pulled him in. I saw his wingtips get kicked off, the pith helmet come off. Then I saw the van close, and then off he goes. And Mindy says to me, do they make dirty movies or something? And I said, why would you say that? She said, because it looks like he's stripping. He's getting into the van, taking his clothes off. I mean, what else are you doing? I don't know.
It sounds to me like you caught him calling you a horrible word,
and he was humiliated. We're going to get Jay Santos up on the line now, right now, though, to find out, to get to the bottom, if you will, of this entire thing. It's a highly embarrassing, I would think. Jay, my understanding, Mr. Santos, are you in a bathtub?
Yes, I am, sir, and I'm in a bathtub. And, boy, I'll tell you what, right now, I'll say this as best as I can. I want to answer every one of these accusations here by Mr. Dozier, and I can answer them to the best of my ability. Well, I hope you do, sir, because the first thing you said to me...
Well, hold on, gentlemen. All right, let me now... I heard your side of the story here, Mr. Dozier. Jay, can you fill this in for us?
I certainly can. First of all... Wait a minute. I want to find out something here. You're calling him Jay. Are you guys cozy or something? Are you?
No, we're not cozy. He's been on the show, as you have.
All right, well, you're calling me Mr. Dozier, and I know Mr. Henry from way back, and I've known him. I've been on his show a number of times, okay? So I wouldn't say that, you know, that we're cozy. I mean, I sort of resent that. But, I'm just asking.
Okay, all right, fine. So, that having been said, Jay, give me your version of this, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay. I don't know if you know about Papa John's Pizza, but the guy who owns Papa John's Pizza has said that he has spent the better part of 3 years. Hold on, just for 1 second, I'm going to get some hot water. Okay.
Oh, baby.
All right, Jay, could you knock that off?
Sorry, turn off, honey. So what I wanted to say was, anyway, this. So Papa John Pizza, if you're at all familiar with it, Papa John Pizza is a place where the owner used the N-word, and he said that he's worked very hard the last 3 years to get out of his vocabulary. And I have been doing the same thing, as it turns out.
Oh, it's just coincidentally you're trying to get the N-word out of your vocabulary.
Yes, no, it's not coincidentally. But when I heard Papa John say it...
What is that guy's name, Papa John? What is it, bud?
I'll find out. Yes, John Schnatter.
All right. Yeah, Jay, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
John Schnatter.
Right, okay. So John Schnatter has said that he's worked in it. I've got the story right here. Hey, Subcanner, Gleason, Subcanner, Hepcat, let me hear that. Because I'm in a tub right now. It's been a tough day. To get a little more of that hot water going, that'd be really nice. So,
Knock it off, will you?
Sorry, turn off. So, John Schnatter is his name. Says here that he's been working on not using racist language that's been ongoing for 2 years. And he admitted he used the N-word during a conference call, told One News America Network the pizza chain's board is painting him as a racist when they know he's not a racist. And I maintain that I'm the same, and that I have been very badly accused of it.
Look, pal, you called me the N-word.
But you're not even black, okay?
Well, then why did you call me that?
That's a very good question. So why did you...
I saw when he pulled in, I couldn't make out... Okay.
Oh, so you thought you were talking to a black man, is that it?
I couldn't make out the race of the... You know, this is really unfair, Mr. Henry, because no matter what I say, it's going to make me look like some kind of monkey on a chain.
Well, a monkey on a chain, that's what you thought I was, apparently.
Oh, my God. You think black people look like monkey?
No, but you do.
No, I never said that.
All right, hold on for a minute. No, you never said that, but you used the N-word. You called him the N-word because you thought you were talking to a black man, isn't that right?
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, it's interesting.
Didn't you call the man an N-word because you thought he was black?
That's exactly what you said to me, too. You said, excuse me, I thought you were an N.
You know, I'm going to point you to the article here.
Jay, we've had you on this program a million times, and I never in my life, I've heard you say stupid things.
Boy, this is the truth.
But I never thought you were an N-word slinging racist until now.
That is absolutely right, Santos. The fact you use that word...
That is complete bull. You heard what John Schnatter said. He's been working on getting rid of it, you know?
Well, then why don't you work on getting rid of it? Then you ought to work on getting rid of yourself. What do you think about that?
Am I going to sit here because that's a threat?
No. Well, that doesn't sound like a threat to me. It sounds like it sounds like Mr. Dozier is saying, you know, kill yourself.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Well, all right, so you got to let that go.
Let's just knock it off with any talk about death here, gentlemen, and let's just stick to the point. You called this man an N-word because you thought he looked like a black man.
I thought it was a black man driving the car. He had tinted windows.
And was in your truck, you were in a truck that was lowered, right? What difference does it make if it's lowered? I drive a Humvee, okay? It's actually my wife's car. We were in my wife's Humvee. And yeah, we adjusted the springs on it. We got hydraulics on it because she thinks it's fun. And we had it lowered, okay?
All right, so you're driving around a lowered Humvee.
What has that got to do with anything?
That it has nothing to do with anything. And the fact that he was driving a lowered Humvee, what, you know?
Well, he was in a lowered Humvee, and he had to bring a purple lights around it. I don't know, you know. Okay, so in other words, I got to be black if I'm driving a lowered Humvee, and I got tinted windows. Is that it? I made an exception.
No, I'll jump in, Mister. Here's Robert Leonard as part of the show, and he's black.
Well, I figured that. I mean, because.
Well, yeah. And how did you know that?
Oh, see, what you got here, Mister Henry, is a dyed-in-the-wool racist, and. No, and I resent that 1,000,000%.
Let me ask you something. What made you think that anybody who has any brains at all is going to accept the fact that you're working on getting rid of the N-word and you've been working on it over the past few years? That guy Schnatter said that, and no one's buying that either.
Well, I don't know, Robert. I mean, I think that you have to look a little bit closer. I think a lot of people are in sympathy with him, saying, you know...
Only a jackass is in sympathy with that guy saying, I've been working the last couple of years getting rid of the N-word. He got bumped off the board because of that.
I'm saying... I mean... Yeah, you're caught, Santos. You're caught dead to rights, okay? First of all, you got... With all due respect to you, Robert, you have the black guy yelling at me, Mr. Henry.
What has that got to do with anything?
Hey, man, I'll yell at you all I want.
Jay, you are digging the hole deeper and deeper for yourself.
You know, there was a time, Dickman, that I might come to your defense in something like this. I just heard you were crying about Mr. Henry pushing you.
You know what?
Yeah, he pushed me and he said he was sorry.
Okay, Mr. Dozier, from the bottom of my heart, I want to apologize to you for calling you that word. Okay, well, it would have been nice to have heard that last night, but instead we saw you scampering into the van. I panicked. I felt as if I was going to probably, to be perfectly honest with you, I felt like I was going to start soiling my Bermuda shorts. And that's why you saw me jump into the van, and that's why you saw me pull my pants, you know, whip my clothes off, because I was going to soil the underwear. You got to be bullshitting me, man. That's the lamest thing. I'm telling you the truth.
You jumped into that van because you thought you were going to soil your underwear?
That was my feeling at the time, and I was embarrassed. I just said, just get out of here. I stripped my underwear off and my T-shirt, my shoes and everything, and you know.
And then what? Is there a toilet in the van?
No, there isn't, you know, and I came to that realization. I said, you got to get down to the first restroom you see.
And you did that because you thought you were going to crap in your pants.
Yeah, pretty much that's it.
Oh, thanks a lot. I just apologize to you, Mr. Leonard, for calling this guy the N-word.
Yeah, you can apologize all you want. It's still funny that you thought you were going to crap your pants.
Well, you know, I did the best. I'm sitting there. I can't win a friend.
Mr. Santos, and I say Mr. Santos because I got to tell you something, Jay. I thought I knew you, and...
Oh, so this is cancel culture. This is what's called cancel culture. Because I used the N-word a couple times, and then I said to me, yes, I said to Mr. Dozier, I'm sorry, I thought you were an N. You don't even hear yourself, do you? You don't even hear what a jackball you sound like. Oh, I called the N-word twice, then I saw you weren't an N-word, and said, I'm sorry for calling you that. That's, yes, that's the best.
All right, Jay, you know what, I'm not going to cancel you out, man. We'll have you back on the show. But I got to tell you, you know, your apologies to Mr. Dozier notwithstanding, you ought to apologize to every one of my listeners for pretending you're something you're not.
Mr. Henry, I've never pretended I'm something I'm not. I've been working on getting rid of the N-word, and I'm working on getting rid of the N-word.
All right, so you've been using the N-word all your life. We just never heard you use it.
That's exactly.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, God, what an idiot, man. We just caught you.
Not my whole life. Just from the time of...
Just from the time of what?
Just from the time of O.J. Simpson.
You've been using the N-word ever since O.J. Simpson got into trouble for the murder of his wife.
You know something, Mr. Henry, I've listened to your show for many years. I don't think I've ever heard a guy more up the butt than this guy Santos. Oh, yeah, sure. No, you don't. And to call yourself a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, run around calling the N-word. I never called nobody the N-word. You never heard anybody complain about me calling the N-word, okay?
Well, then when have you used the N-word? Ever since O.J. Simpson?
Yes, I used the word. I heard Mark Furman, and I wasn't aware of whether it was being allowed or not, you know? And, oh, that's the dumbest damn thing I've ever heard in my life.
You expect us to believe that, huh?
You want me to tell you the truth? I'm telling you the truth. I heard Mark Furman say, yeah, all these N-words, you know, are bugging me. I forget what it was in a context of.
It was a tape recording that this man, he said he'd never used the word, and they caught him on tape using it.
Okay, so this is, I want everybody out there, listen, this is cancel culture. Just because I use an N-word a couple times, and I wasn't even saying it to a black guy, I was saying it to a white guy.
You thought he was a black guy.
You thought he was black. You thought he was black, but when you found out he wasn't, then you apologized to him.
Well, okay. You know, what difference does it make if you apologize to me? Calling me the N-word, you know, I'm not, this guy, you know what, like I said, man, you're way, way up the butt. And I'll tell you, I've had a lot of people say horrible things to me, but you just call me up the butt. And you apologize for that? All kind of, I call you the N-word. You got to apologize for saying I'm way up the butt? Is this guy for real, Henry? I mean, this guy's on your program.
All right, listen, Jay, there's a lot you have to think about here. The apology to Coach Dozier is just one aspect of this. You have a whole community that has listened to you, trusted you. We don't, as you know. We've given you a hard time.
Well, that's just the thing. I come on your program, all you do is lay me down, take my pants down.
Oh, now what are we saying? You get sexually assaulted figuratively by us?
Figuratively? I don't even, that's a word.
Jay, as I said, you got a lot to think about. Regardless of how you think we treat you on this show, you got a ton of things to think about here, my friend. And I would advise you now to just let bygones be bygones.
I try to apologize. You can apologize to me all you want, but Mr. Henry is saying to the many thousands, if not hundreds, if not two or three listeners, I don't know how many listeners you got, Mr. Henry.
How about millions?
Yes, sir. To all of those people, you need to apologize. I apologize to all of you people.
Now, what about the black people? What about the black listeners?
Of course I apologize to the black listeners. I apologize to all the coloreds, not the coloreds, the people of the people of...
Call people of color, you idiot. Even I know that.
I swear to God, if I'm called idiot or any other name by that plate in the head, that metal...
You got the problem here, not Bud.
Yeah, you're the idiot. I'm not, man. Tonight, you're the idiot. Usually I am. Yes, I'll give you that. But tonight, all right, Bud, enough.
Bud.
I'll tell you this, Mr. Henry. I apologize, but I'll expect an apology from you before I come back on your program.
Who cares if you do or not?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's true, man. I could care less.
I don't give a damn.
Jay... Like I said, you're your own worst enemy here. I would suggest that you think about this. We have you back on the show. I will expect a full-throated apology. And this whole thing about, you know, the last 3 years.
Full-throated apology.
I'll expect you to have an apology for using that word that's a little bit more, you know, believable than, oh, well, you know, I apologize to him, and I've been working on it for 3 years.
What about John Statter? He gets to do it. He owns Papa John's Pizza, and he's been using the N-word for years. I gotta get some water.
Yeah.
He's been using the N-word for years. Yeah, look at that. Mr. Henry's laughing about it, Coach Dozier. What do you think about that? Mr. Henry can laugh at all the things he wants to laugh at. The issue is you looking at me the other night, calling me the N-word, and then when you come up to the car, you go, oh, I'm sorry, sir, I thought you were an N. So 3 times.
That's the whole thing there. And you say that you've been working for 3 years on getting rid of that.
I've been, just like what John Statter said of the Papa John Pizza Corporation.
All right, gentlemen, I think we've taken this as far as we can. I appreciate very much.
I will expect to be invited back on your program, Mr. Henry, for you to apologize to me, and I will apologize for using the N-word.
No, it's not going to happen. I'm not apologizing you to you for jack shit. How about that?
And you just used the S-word, too.
What's that? Who's that racist against? You?
Okay, I want an apology. He just said me using you using S.
Jay, you'll be back on this show when you apologize for using that word and you demonstrate some cognition, some awareness of what it is you're talking about.
What?
Okay, thank you, and Coach Dozier, thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Andrew. I've tried the very best that I can with my students and with the faculty.
What a load of horse shit.
You know.
All right, thanks a lot. We'll see you later, Jay.
Are you trying? Thank you. Am I?
Yeah, you go ahead.
I will thank you, and I apologize to my students if any of them were listening, and we'll talk about this. Next week when we get back in class.
All right, Coach Dozier, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Vernon Dozier, Jay Senos, and you guys locking me out.
Oh, we thought you forgot about that.
Oh, he's still... That's bugging you, huh? Yeah, that's bugging me. Did you take your Tylenol?
Yeah, I mean...
Did I really hurt you? Did I really hurt you, Bud, when I pushed you?
It could have.
Yeah, it could have, but it didn't, huh? What are you taking anyway, man?
They're Tylenol, I swear to God. Here they are.
Because we got that hydrocodone upstairs, you know, and there's 30 of those tablets left.
I'm not taking them, man. I'm not going to become a drooler. God, you're the one that came to be a drooler, not me.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, but remember that time you said it took the hydrocodone and you were all like, Drool City?
You said you did something. You ate cat food. I did not.
Yeah. Wait a second. Yes, you did. You said you took one of those hydrocodones, that Norco stuff, and that Dr. Sadler had been snorting it and taught you how to do it.
He didn't teach me shit, and I was not eating Norco, and I didn't eat cat food. Thank you very much. You guys, I mean, everybody here tonight just decides they can say anything they want.
Well, are you doubting that what Coach Dozier said actually happened?
I'm not doubting that, but I think you guys are taking your cue from... Never mind.
Well, that's what I thought you said.
I didn't say anything about eating hydrocodone and then eating cat food. Oh, my God. What?
I don't know.
Take your freaking Tylenol, man, okay? It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Coming up next, what the hell else we got going on here?
Well, I've got the notes right here. Reverend Castorini on the...
Reverend Castorini's going to be on to talk about Carl Lentz, the New York pastor of Hillsong Church, forced out because of a sex scandal. Coming up next in the world famous, and we haven't talked to Reverend Castorini in a long time.
No, this is the first time in a couple of years.
Yeah, I got him on the phone. He goes, oh, yeah. You know, I go, and it's the Phil Henry Show. And he goes, oh, yeah. And I go, yeah.
Ain't that something, man?
Well, did he say anything else?
Yeah, he said he wants to come on the show.
Great. Okay, so the world-famous Phil Henry Show is brought to you by Buckarama, the new video game for adults. Pretend like you're a cowboy. Ride the horses just like you're on a trail drive. Buckarama, be a cowboy. New from Mertens.
Yeah, it's Jay Santos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and I'm suggesting you get a subscription, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and you can listen to his shows. I'm saying this because I'm trying to get back into the good graces.
Here, I'll do it. I'm Coach Vernon Dozier. I'm far more trustworthy.
Bullshit. Get out of here.
I'm far more trustworthy. Let me suggest you get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show as quickly as you possibly can. Because if Phil has any more guests on like Jay Santos, ain't going to be no Phil Henry Show left. Yeah. That's philhenryshow.com.
Hey, man.
I'm talking right now. philhenryshow.com.
Yeah, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show today, El Pacifico in Southern California. Here's Mr. Henry. Thank you very much, and Dave Castorini, the reverend of the youth ministries there in Phoenix, Arizona, joins us on our newsmaker line. We're going to talk about another problem, man. This is another church scandal, this having to do with a church called Hillsong, I think. It's in New York. Actually, it's in Australia, right, Margaret?
It's an Australian church, and Hillsong has a New York branch or arm or whatever you want to call it, and apparently they've got... problems there with their minister. Carl Lentz was this man's name. Now, before we get him on, Bud.
Yeah, we got Reverend Castorini.
We know that, Bud. Hold on.
Before you get him on, the story goes as follows. The scandal-plagued New York and London arms of the Hillsong Church will be taken over by...
Right there.
Oh, yes. Taken over by two young Australian couples after founder Brian Houston announced plans to be less involved. Carl Lentz was last year sacked as head of the New York church amid revelations he was using Hillsong money to fund his lavish lifestyle while also cheating on his wife. Now, that was last year. Now the man, whatever his name is, Brian Houston. So, and this is Australian, not American, but nonetheless, it is fairly typical of the evangelical, not typical, but typical of these that fall away from the evangelical faith, that they enrich themselves.
So what's your point, Margaret?
How about I throw this phone out the window? It's your phone, right?
Don't do that.
I'll throw it out the window.
All right, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, but I don't have to ask. I know what the point is. The point is that we've got another sex scandal with a church. And so Dave Castorini joining us. Dave, your church...
the Castorina Youth Ministries of Phoenix, you made no bones about the fact, you didn't make any, there was not any allusion to the fact that you guys used sex to bring congregants in.
That is right, Phil. We absolutely did. And first of all, I want to say hello, Margaret.
Hello, Reverend Castorini.
And General.
Yeah, what's a long time no see.
I guess you could say I'm going through some Phil Henry show withdrawals, not being on your program, Mr. Henry. So I'm very happy that you brought me on.
All right. Well, so let's talk about this sex scandal. This is a guy, I never didn't even know this happened.
Well, the Carl Lentz, that aspect of that church, yes, he fell away last year. And now this other man, Mr. Houston, I don't know why he is stepping away, but I can speculate that it just doesn't seem to be any real control over the actions of the people in that faith, so, or in that church, I should say, especially the church leaders. So I think it, part and parcel, that's really what we're dealing with here.
Now, but I'm asking you about when you were using sex to sell the Castorini Youth Ministries.
We used for the longest time, I believe that you could use sex and bring people to the church that way. And you know, I suppose in my own way, I was disillusioned, or I was suffering from an illusion.
What do you mean you could bring people to the church that way?
We sent out prayer couples who would then visit people who had troubles in their lives, and with the couple, man and woman, would then
engage in sex with the prospective person?
That is correct. But these were all adults making up their own minds.
What made you think that comported at all with the Christian faith?
Well, you have to understand, I think, Mrs. Gray, that...
I prefer Ms. Gray, if you don't mind.
All right, but in my religion, we're very traditional. I'd rather call you Mrs. Gray, because if I think of you as Ms. Gray, then that turns you into something other than a married woman, I guess.
And what does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? It's very interesting.
Oh, come on. Am I going to have...
Well, look, at Reverend Castorini, all these things are subject to questions.
I've just simply said that's what she... If she uses the term Mrs., if I use the term Mrs., she's a Mrs. If she uses Ms., now I think she is, to put it in the secular language, she's up for grabs. That is temptation for me.
Oh, yeah, right. You want to have sex with Ms. Gray.
No, I did not say that. I noticed the technique that you used, Mr. Henry, on your show. You innocently bring me on.
No, hold on for a minute there, Reverend. We don't...
No, you innocently bring me on, and then you entrap me with language. I'm here to explain to you why so many of us in positions of leadership in the church, in the Christian church, cheat on our wives, have extramarital sex, have aberrant sex or unnatural sex, and as you know, in our religion, we use that to bring in converts.
Unnatural and aberrant sex.
Well, at first it was normal sex. Then when you people called me out on it, I told our prayer couples...
Yeah, go for broke.
I never used that term, okay? That was in the press. I said go for it. I did not say go for broke.
All right, so but here's the thing, man. Reverend, all due respect, you know, you just got done saying to Margaret, you said that if I call myself Ms., I'm up for grabs.
I was using secular.
Yeah, sexual.
Secular, you fucking retard.
Oh, man.
Phil, I want to apologize for that.
Wow, dude. You better apologize for that. But he called me. He called you. Reverend Castorini, you there?
Reverend Castorini, are you there? Oh, my God. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Reverend Castorini. Reverend Castorini, are you there, sir? Okay, I think, Bud, you need to... I hear his car going.
I was only kidding. But you see what that did?
You tell that... Get that guy back on the line.
Yeah, Reverend Castorini. Reverend Castorini, did you hang up? Well, you can't hang up. You're not allowed to.
I was only kidding, Phil.
Okay, you were kidding? You're kidding.
Yeah.
What? Did you fire a real gun?
Yes and no. It was a recording of a real gun that I fired last week. Yeah, see? You're laughing.
I don't think it's funny at all.
it. I don't think it's funny.
I don't think it's funny. I don't think you're funny. I think that you, it's a big mistake anybody follows you in your filthy church.
Now that is actionable right there.
No, you know what's actionable? You doing what you just did with that gun and having it, you might have caused an emergency. You might have caused some police officer to you know, stop doing what he was doing to come and investigate that. And not only that, Reverend Castorini, but the fact that you called Bud an effing retard, that's it. See? You almost got us forgetting about that.
That's it. Well, that was, I took a shot. Oh, I didn't, I just made a joke. You know, I was trying to...
Well,
still glad you came back?
No, I'm not.
Okay, Phil, shit. He's never coming back on this show. You understand that, Bud?
Yes, sir.
Never. I ever hear you on my show again, Reverend Castorini. Well, you never will be. That's it. First time in 2 years. So you go out and have sex with all the women you want. You and all of you. Don't, Phil, don't start bagging on Christians. I'm not. Not bagging on Christians. Bagging on guys like that. You F. All right. This is the world famous Phil Henry show.
Yeah. He's not going to want you back. He's not going to want you come back on. No way. No way in hell.
Let me talk to him.
Phil, I'm really sorry. I don't know what else I can say. I'm sorry as hell that I did what I did. I'm sorry. That was the sound effect going off. But I'm sorry as hell that I did what I did, and I'll never do it again. I'm sorry. Phil, that was a mistake. That was the sound effect.
Now you're laughing. That gives him all the encouragement he needs.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced. Are you all right?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm just, you know, too much show for me today, man. From you guys keeping me out of the studio to that asshole. Like it's our fault? You're the guy that booked him.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
I got it on tape if you want to hear it again. It's like this. It goes like this.
I don't want to hear it again, man, okay?
Hey, fine.
Knock it off, bud.